Daniel French? Daniel French here? Welcome, Mr. French.
Hello, good morning. My name is Daniel French. I'm a previous student of Azusa Pacific University, and I have over here over 800 letters from the Azusa Pacific University community, students, professors, and faculty members who are in support of the South Central Farmers and calling for a halt. Thank you. We're calling for a halt to the eviction notice, an official investigation into how the land was sold through Rocky Delgadillo and others, and meanwhile these negotiations are going on, a halt to the eviction process. I have a few questions here that I wanted to ask. Specifically, was there an open town hall meeting asking the community's opinion about the possible sale of this farm? Was the community at large, community leaders, teachers, mothers, churches, the LA Regional Food Bank, were they notified of your plans? And when I say I'm saying the community, the city council, of your plans to make a decision that was supposed to represent their priorities? And did that include the farmers who were on that land? Is it true that the judge, W. Crispo, ruled 3 times against the sale of the land to Ralph Horowitz to buy the 14-acre plan? And is it also true that after those rulings by Judge Crispo, that the land was still sold to the developer? So those are my questions, and I would appreciate if they could be answered. Thank you.
Thank you. And just for the record, we often say that we can't respond directly, and it's not because we're not interested in responding, but under California state law, because it's not agendized as an item right now, we can't respond because other folks who would want to be here for the responses weren't notified. So that's the only reason why under California state law we can't directly respond. But I'm sure privately and deputies will be willing to answer those questions. So thank you very much.
If I could just finish my comment then,
sure.
Just respond quickly. Thank you for sharing that with me. And
sure.
Then I would just like to note, I guess, for the community here that the farmers were not notified, as far as I know, that the farmers were not notified of the sale of the land as they were farming it. So okay. I would love that we could manifest these rules throughout the
Thank you.
City. Thank you.
Absolutely. And our next speaker is Jacob Sison. Excuse me if I mispronounced that. Welcome.
Hi, I'm a student of Azusa Pacific University currently. I would also like to address the issue of South Central Farm and decision to transfer the land to the private ownership of the developer Ralph Horowitz and the Libaugh Horowitz Investment Company, which had been used by numerous members of the local community as a community space for over 14 years. I believe that the decision to grant the members of the community the opportunity to use the land for the benefit of its people in 1992 was a positive and encouraging one. I see the way in which the people in this community rallied around the asset to transform the 14 acres into a shared community garden, and which supplements the diet of over 350 families as a commendable and inspirational thing that they've done. I see the recent developments beginning with the sale of this land to Mr. Horowitz and the means of that sale and the threat of imminent destruction of the farm and its replacement by a retail warehouse as a devastating blow to the true development of this community. This farm ought to serve as a model for how communities may be developed towards a more sustainable environment of social, environmental, and physical well-being. As a university student member of a separate community within this region and county, I want to affirm the farmers and our mutual interest in decisions made that affect us environmentally, socially, and economically. I've become aware of that the issue of the use and ownership of this land is occurring within the context of a plan to develop the Alameda Corridor to facilitate trade in the movement of retail goods from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. While further integration into the system of global trade may be seen as beneficial from an economic standpoint, purely, the conversion of the farm into a warehouse is clearly not in the interests and health of the members of this local community. I wish, therefore, to express my concern about the priorities that the city and its administration are communicating by the response or lack of response to the concerns of South Central farmers and those who support them.
If I can ask you to conclude, thank you. I just want to remind speakers as well, I know we have a number of other speakers that are here, even though it's under general public comment, it is on the farm at 41st and Alameda, which is agendized actually as an item. I've been reminded by the city attorney that it would be probably more proper to have folks speak during that actual agenda item. So with your permission, I will make sure that we get to those cards, but we will move them to that item with everybody's assent there. Otherwise, we, I believe, are out of order to have something that is agendized as a calendar item to be taken up in public comment.
Samuel Sanchez, followed by Dale Ailman, excuse me, followed by Daniel French.
Last time I was here, my name is Samuel Sanchez. Last time I was here, Greg Smith claimed that you guys were forced under a court order to sign over the farm. That was a lie. It was a lie. It was settled out of court, signed by everyone here, and orchestrated by Rocky Delgadillo. In 92, well, you guys know the history. You guys know you profited when you sold it to yourselves. I don't need to waste my minute that was given to me. You guys know that Rocky Delgadillo has gotten campaign contributions. Eric Garcetti has gotten campaign contributions. Victor Gallego has gotten campaign contributions, all from the Horowitz group. They've gotten campaign contributions from his investment partners.
You can hold this time.
Jack Leibold, and Jack's brother, Evan Leibold.
Excuse me, sir. We'll hold your time. I promise we'll hold your time. You'll get it back. I want to clarify, because I know that's been put up. I did receive a donation from Mr. Horowitz, and I returned it, and that's public record.
Thank you. Jan Perry also has a conflict of interest. Sending her people up here to tout a soccer field. There's a soccer field less than a mile away from the farm, and lots of kids play there. But you know what? This is a place where they can play freely and their families can grow food. She has a conflict of interest, and her community redevelopment agency that's gentrifying downtown LA does not need to move down to South Central, because that's one of her plans. If you go on the CRA website, you'll see that the South Central farm is right in the middle of where she plans to redevelop, and that's her conflict. And there's no way that she could legally take this land, and it was taken illegally in that backroom deal.
Can I ask? Thank you very much. Daniel French, followed by Ms. Lujan. Sorry, I can't pronounce your first name. I apologize. And then Dorothy Lee, followed by Eric Carlini.
Hi. I would just like to start by saying I hope that everybody who came is able to speak today, especially the farmers. I basically just wanted to make a quick note. Please stop the eviction notice. Please investigate into the sale of the land. And please have an open council meeting. This must be tiresome for people to continue to come and make allegations and about the secrecy of the deal. If there were an open public forum in which the public and the community and the media were addressed, and you got down to all the specifics of how it was sold, we wouldn't have to have these conversations, I feel like. So I'm calling the city council, as well as the mayor's office, as well as Councilwoman Jan Perry, and thank you for being here, to come out into the open and address these concerns in a public community meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ms. Lujan?
Thank you. My name is Sochi Lujan, and I'm with the Chicana and Chicano Studies Alumni Association at California State University, Dominguez Hills. I'm very saddened to hear some of the earlier public comments that were mentioned about the farm. There are children within that community that utilize the farm for the produce that's given there, first of all, by the farmers. Second of all, they also utilize that space as a safe space where they can come and actually play with other children. Maybe it's not necessarily soccer, but as was stated earlier, there's actually a soccer field within that range. First of all, I find it ridiculous. Ms. Perry, I'd like to know, what exactly have you done to communicate with the farmers before the issue of the property became an issue? I'd like to know, how many times have you actually gone to the farm? And you can give me your looks. You know, I'm a sign language student also. I've taken sign language interpretation. And one of the things that we do is look at people's gestures and their hand signals to see where they're coming from, and to see what tonality that gives. So when you look at me that way, you're being very disrespectful. So please, show a little respect, because I'm also being respectful to you and the rest of the city council. And I'm asking valid questions that should be taken seriously. Had they been taken seriously in the first place, and had you spoken with other constituents of your district, maybe you would find that you would not be in this situation, nor the city council members be put in this situation.
May I ask if you could conclude, please? Thank you. Dorothy? followed by Eric Carlini.
Hello. My name is Dorothy Kiole, and I'm an undergrad geography student at UCLA. I just first wanted to thank you, council members, for your time and your efforts for a greener LA, and I also want to personally thank President Eric Garcetti for his mention of item 64 and the importance of a quorum for the discussion of this item. All I really can do is talk about my personal dealings with the farm. I understand it's a complex issue, but I want to highlight the farm as an important educational tool for students. At UCLA, we are currently sowing the seeds for a student community garden to grow some of our own food and provide community. We look to the South Central Farm as not only an inspiration for our efforts, but hands-on education. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mr. Carlini? Eric Carlini? Okay, we'll go to the next speaker, Jesus Panagoa, Maria Avena, Elisa Avena. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Eric. Yeah, I want to address the council. This issue with the South Central Farms is very important. We got an eviction notice, and we haven't really got settled what really is in store and what's the plan. They keep saying they're making decisions, but none of the decisions are being made. And we're everybody's, you know, and the whole community is really, really in an uproar about what's going on. It's an urgent situation. I mean, we haven't gotten any consideration, anything to say that they're going to save the farm and they're going to save this community jewel. And I'm not hearing it from anybody. And we've been up here, we've been fighting for this for years. And we're just asking the city council for help. Jan Perry, I wonder what you're going to do about this situation. I mean, we have 20,000, you know, people in our organization following us with this situation. I mean, there's a lot of community involvement. You know, we want to see what's going to happen with
this situation. Thank you very much, sir. Next speakers.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es María Iñiguez y yo vengo representando al Sur Centro Farma.
Good afternoon, my name is María Iñiguez and I'm representing the South Central Farmers.
Yo solamente quiero que nos sigamos quedando con el lugar porque tenemos nosotros muchas necesidades de espacio. Somos personas de bajos recursos que vemos en apartamentos que no hay lugar para que nos jueguen.
I would like for us to keep the place. For us, we have a need of space and we are low income families.
Y a ese lugar es bueno para nuestros niños se recreen y aprendan.
And also we need spaces for our children, for their recreation and that they can learn.
Y aprendan y no estén viendo, no estén en la calle o viendo cosas que no deben de estar haciendo.
So that we can keep them out of the street and from doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Muchas gracias y espero y nos escuchen.
Thank you very much and I hope for you to listen to us.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Cándido Santana y venimos en representación de los campesinos del Sur Central Farmers.
Good afternoon, my name is Carlos Santana and we are representing the South Central Farmers.
Solamente queremos pedirles que nos dejen el terreno para seguir cultivando la tierra y seguir educando a nuestros hijos, enseñarles cómo se siembra la tierra.
And we just want to ask to let us keep the land and to keep growing the land and showing our children how to cultivate the land.
Gracias y esperemos que nos ayuden.
Thank you, and we expect for you to help us.
Thank you, yes, sir.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Jesús Paniaguas.
Good afternoon, my name is Jesús Paniaguas.
Y vengo a suplicarles que nos escuchen, que nos oigan nuestros ruegos, nuestras súplicas.
And I'm
nosotros
here to beg of you to listen to what
nosotros
we're asking. We want to keep growing this land, cultivating it.
Familia, de allí comen también.
And we
entonces, queremos,
use this land
por favor,
to eat.
Nos sigan dando la oportunidad.
And we want you to give us the opportunity to continue growing the land.
y gracias por la oportunidad que nos están dando para que nos escuchen.
Thank you for the opportunity to listen to our
pleas.
Thank you. Very kind of you.
Thank you. Elisa Avina, Jose Nicolas, Esther Enriquez.
Buenos días, mi nombre es...
Good morning.
Mi nombre es Elisa Avina.
My name is Elisa Avina, and I'm here representing...
De la 41 y la Alameda. Queremos que, por favor, si nos ayude...
Farm of 41 and Alameda.
El jardín uno ya está mayor de edad y... Y queremos que nos ayuden, nos escuchen
we
para
are
conservarlo.
Older people and we need your help so that we can keep it and so that we can preserve it.
Gracias.
That's all. Thank you.
Jose Nicolas Estraniquez.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es José Nicolás.
Good afternoon, my name is José Nicolás.
Vengo representando también al Sur Central, al el jardín.
I'm also representing the South Central, the farm.
Queremos que, pues, yo pienso que les explicamos pues, que nos dejen ese lugar.
And what we want is, I want to explain to you that we want to keep that place.
Para seguir cultivando, sembrando la tierra,
so that we can continue growing the land.
Para que la familia no anden en la calle en drogas como se ve mucho en el pues donde quiera y más aquí en los
so
Angeles.
That the family members are stay away from drugs and what we see here in Los Angeles.
Yo pienso que es muy importante para la familia, para los niños que empiezan a vivir.
And I think that's very important for the family and for the children who are starting to live their lives.
Para que no anden en drogas, no anden en malos pasos, no anden en cosas que no deben de hacer.
So to keep away from doing drugs and doing things that they shouldn't be doing.
Muchas personas nos visitan en ese lugar y yo pienso que también para esas personas es muy importante el lugar.
A lot of people come to visit us to those places and I think for them it's also important.
Es todo, gracias y espero que nos escuchen.
That's all. Thank you, and I hope that you listen to us.
Thank you. Esther Enriquez, followed by Samuel Sanchez, Alberto Tolotoa. Ms. Enriquez?
I'm speaking now.
Oh, you spoke? Okay. That's right. Thank you. Mr. Sanchez, Samuel Sanchez, you spoke already. Thank you. Alberto? This one.
Good evening, City Council members. My name is Alberto Clatoa, and I was just going to get straight to the point. The South Central represents many benefits for the community. It's a cultural melting pot where all ethnicities gather and live with each other and share the fruits of our labor, the food that exists in the South Central farm. Why would we want soccer fields if the parks around our community are not safe? In the 9th district especially. My parents, when I was a child, wouldn't allow me to go to my local park by myself because there was drugs, alcohol, gang violence. Those are the things parents don't want their kids with. And this environment represents to the community that, opposite of that, it represents safety, food security, green space, family-oriented environment. So I'm here to ask you once again to immediately act, fundraise, or nullify the sale so we could preserve this wonderful 14-acre oasis in South Central. It's a much-needed space. Y aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
Rosalie Gonzalez, followed by Tracy Larkins and Rosa Romero. Rosalie? Is Rosalie here? Okay. Tracy Larkins? Rosa Romero.
Hi, my name is Rosa Romero, and I represent a coalition of teachers that do teaching workshops at the farm for the last few years. Basically, we got into this mess because this was a community land that was being used for community youth, and it was sold to a private developer without any community input. If there would have been community input from the beginning, we would have realized the assets of this community and what this garden means. It's not just about 350 families. It feeds the surrounding thousands of residents that live there with fresh food and nourishment. It also serves as a place where students come for field trips to learn about gardening, to come for after school. They come after school and they have different classes, arts and crafts. It's a safe space. There aren't safe spaces in South LA. And instead of battling as to how we can do this, we know that there's the proposal of the farmers is to make this a community space. It's not just about farmland. It's about turning it into a community center where we would have health fairs and college fairs and a place where the community can really come together and where we can have a safe space for our families to come.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That concludes public comment on this item. For everyone who has submitted cards, Madam Clerk, the item before us, I think we'll be going into executive session. Is that correct, Ms. Perry?
I wanted to let the community speak on the record in the event that people had to leave, and Ms. Hahn was gracious enough to allow that to happen. And then once the public comment was done, I agreed with her that we would go back to 16, and then obviously the city staff, we can go into our closed session after that.
Okay. All right, so public is now comment. Yes.
And as long as we're still on this item, if I could, for the record, state that council will be authorized to go into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A to discuss litigation in the South Central Farmers Feeding Families versus City of Los Angeles matter, Los Angeles Superior Court case number BC311110.
So we will hold this on the desk until we go into executive session. Thank you very much. Madam, we called all the names. If you had not submitted a card, we were unable to. Tracy, I called it a couple times and no one came forward. So Ms. Larkin, please go ahead before we conclude.
Thank you very much for having this forum today, as you do every Friday. I saw a videotape of what the South Central Farm looks like from the air. It kind of pulled back and went up, and you could see that the South Central Farm, which is the largest urban garden in the country, is the lungs of that part of the neighborhood of Los Angeles. If you remove that, you remove a treasure. It's the environment. It's what's creating the air and the oxygen for people to breathe. How could anyone consider enriching a private developer who's already extremely wealthy by letting him have a boondoggle to purchase this for $5 million and now to have negotiations for the amount that the man is asking for it? It's usury if we were in that industry. If the farm is going to be sold to the land trust, it shouldn't be sold. Mr. Horowitz should not receive more than a market value of net profit over the $5 million that I believe he purchased it for.
Thank
and
it,
anything more is outrageous, and it's just wrong.
Thank you very much.